Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card. Get Ireland's first personalised pricing rates made for you.
Now then, it's time for the Farming Slot. We're joined once again by Mairead Lavery from the Farmers Journal, who is live from Páirc Uí Chaoimh for the Men's Shed Gathering. Mairead, how are you?
I'm in great form, and we're having a huge crowd here, and we're having a great time all together. I think, actually, there was no places for people this morning, so people without tickets had to be, you know, they weren't able to cope with them. And we have 600 delegates from right around the country for what is probably the most driven, organised, thriving voluntary sector in the whole country, and that's the Men's Sheds movement. It's something else. It really is a wonderful story of community commitment.
The first time we ever heard of Men's Sheds, you wouldn't have predicted that it was going to go to the level it's at now. Sure you wouldn't. I mean, it speaks volumes for the need for it, for a start, but also just people's capacity for organising it and putting the work in.
Well, I mean, the capacity for organising is just something else. And then the need. I think Irish people would have thought that Irish men, particularly older men, would be reticent about, you know, talking about themselves or their feelings or what was going on in their lives. But in actual fact, what they needed was just the opportunity to do it. And the sheds provided that, because one of the things, and I know it's a bit of a mantra, but it's worth saying over and over again, women talk face to face, men talk shoulder to shoulder. And it's why project work in the sheds is so important. And we've had some wonderful examples here today of sheds, you know, Ross Trevor's shed working with the local Church of Ireland to create a project that meant an awful lot to their community. Sheds like Kilbeggan, which really went into the whole men's health and well-being area and the difference it made to the members in terms of their weight and their exercise, all the rest of it. Killarney National Park, the shed down in Killarney, last year they cleared 80 acres of ponticum, which is that poisonous the impenetrable rhododendron. This year they're hoping to get twice as many volunteers and to do about 160 acres. So the projects, you know, are making a beautiful rocking horse to be donated to charity and the proceeds given to, you know, a respite home for very sick children. Or one of the sheds, what they did was cleaned a whole river area, made it amenable for people to be able to use and, you know, got themselves known in their community for all that kind of work. So it's
brilliant.
It's extraordinary. And then you've got the hidden value. You've got, you know, a man came up to me to there at lunchtime and he said, you know, I want you to give a shout out to Croom in Limerick, to the Men's Shed. I'm alive thanks to them. I had a stroke 3 years ago. They've meant the difference. They've been the difference. And, you know, we talk an awful lot about isolation in rural and urban areas. We talk an awful lot about, you know, the driving drink ban in rural Ireland and it's killing rural Ireland. If you were to come here today and see 600 men from sheds right across the country, the last thing you would think is that rural Ireland, small town Ireland, inner city Ireland, and there's anything in any real trouble, because, you know, these sheds are absolutely thriving in those areas.
Right. So that's going on in Páirc Uí Chaoimh.
We've great. David Gillick went down and bombed today. You know, he talked, his career ended when he did in his Achilles heel. And, you know, he's still when it comes to the Irish record, he holds it for the indoor and outdoor 400 metres. But, I mean, coming to terms with your career ending, you know, with retirement, having to change. And it's really hitting a chord with the people here, because a lot of them are maybe retired out of jobs because of illness or because of age or whatever. And they're hearing people in their prime talk about, yeah, it's the same impact on us. Donal Cuchulainn is after being very honest as well about not having, you know, that rhythm to his life that he had all those years playing rugby. And, you know, that he has found himself very at home with the Men's Sheds movement. He's here. He's the top line ambassador. And they've put 100,000 into 200 Men's Sheds for complete community projects right across the country. And added to that, to be fair, Michael Ring and his department have put in about 5,000 per shed for development work as well. So not alone are the sheds great at what they're doing community-wise, they're very good to attract funding because You know, it's a real positive story.
It really is. It's
a wonderful story. And, you know, there's 350 booked in for dinner tonight. You know who's providing the entertainment?
Who?
Actually, Men's Sheds choirs from around the country.
Very impressed. That's
one of the big areas that they're into. There's also a Men's Shed up in Mayo, Ballina. It's got a meditation room. It's in seemingly some very posh old building. And it looks fantastic. And they also have an art exhibition gallery area for the members.
Very good.
You know, it's about everything. There's no such thing as an agenda for a Men's Shed. It's what makes interest the members.
Right.
So it could be growing vegetables, it could be doing something artistic, it could be doing something for the local schools. All depends. But the one thing that is central to every Men's Shed, and that is a cup of tea and a kettle.
Well, they're very diverse as well, you have to say, and they've become so much more sophisticated than they were when they were set up initially. But as you say, the cup of tea is at the centre of it all.
Yeah, that is critical. The cup of tea, the ability to talk, and even now talking to Kilbeggan there, you know, they were doing the healthy eating and everything, and then they looked at what they were eating themselves, and they were eating biscuits with their cup of tea, and they decided, but one of the guys knew how to make brown bread and scones. And so four more of them learned. And now when they go into the shed in the morning, the scones and the brown bread is there already. And they're not eating biscuits. Now, they're not putting cream and jam on the scones either.
That's good to hear.
But you know, it's that kind of level. It's what they want to do themselves. And look, there's sheds around the country, and they must be, I wouldn't like to think how well appointed they are. Like, I mean, with a good sitting room and a kitchen and a big dining kitchen table and, you know, a place to study computers, to do your woodwork, the glass unit out, the polytunnel for to grow vegetables and fruit, outside vegetable garden. Like, the amount of facilities they've been able to put together and resource themselves with, you would actually, you'd just have to hand it to them. And the focus of interest it gives, because, you know, some sheds meet once a week, some of them meet every nearly 5-6 days a week.
It's that frequent, really.
Yeah.
These are
open spaces for the men to go to, yeah.
Right. It's wonderful stuff. But I know also that the winner of the Young Farmer of the Year was announced last night.
That's right, and we give a shout out to Daniel Hawthorne from County Monaghan. He's the FBD Mockery Young Farmer of the Year this year. He beat off 5 other finalists, and again, this is, you know, a real kind of standard Irish type farm. He's running the farm with his dad for the last 6 years. 30 Aberdeen Angus suckler cows, and the calves reared to beef there. 50 ewes, you know, a nice number of ewes, little flock of ewes to manage, and he then fattens store lambs every year as well. And they've just got planning permission to put in a unit for 12,000 free-range hens. So they're laying out, they're free-range so that they get access to grass and all the rest of it. But the thing about him as well is that this is really, it's part-time, and it'll tell you the extent of because he and his father are both full-time employed as metal fabricators with Combi Lift, that great business that's up there in County Monaghan. And they're able to manage that size of an operation, which just goes to show, that you need that kind of size of a farm and that level of enterprise. Like, what I like about this farm in particular is that, you know, they have the suckler cows, they rear the calves to beef, they keep the 50 ewes, but they also fatten another 400 lambs, and now they have the free-range hens unit. There's nothing, you know, there's a couple of baskets there. If something goes wrong in one area, you know, it mightn't pay out right across all the different areas. So he won, and I wish him the best of luck with it for
Fair
the year.
He must
He'll
never
be
sleep.
Having farm walks and everything, you know, over the next year now as people go to see how they do it.
Yeah, I don't know how he does it, because he sounds like he's holding down about 3 or 4 jobs at the same time. Fair play to him.
Yeah, well, it's probably all to do with good organisation and, you know, good support from the family as well. I mean, his dad, you know, is certainly very involved as well. So, you know, and again, this is where neighbours help out and where people help out each other. Because in large parts of the country, an awful lot of farmers are part-time, you know, they're not full-time working on farms. And they very much depend on the neighbour to go down and check the cattle or, you know, check the sheep and, you know, check if a cow is calving. And one neighbour will do it for the other, depending on what shift they have. So, and that's how they get the work done and the business done.
Fair play to them. Right there, two very powerful, positive stories from the farming community this week. Thank you very much for sharing them with us. And as always, our Farming Slot is podcast on newstalk.com. You can listen back on the Newstalk player, and we'll be right back with you after these.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card. Get Ireland's first personalised pricing rates made for you.